suddenly I've become a semi-invalid. And I thank God for so many willing hands to catch me from falling. It is such a blessing to be here and to see you all. May I say this? The Lord's blessing is on you. When you come to seek Him in spirit and in truth, for there is nothing better at this time and age to seek the Lord as often as you can. The Word of God says, as in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that God poured down His wrath upon the people of Sodom. Does that ring a bell for you? Do you understand what the city of Sodom was all about? You can see this spreading throughout the world. As always, global trends start in America, and from there it travels. Some 20 years ago, I was following the development of gayism in Australia and was wondering what would happen. Now, I believe by now it has fully blown and things are not the same as before, especially when your leaders, by the example, they show what kind of a lifestyle it ought to be. Do you know that the first human institution God began was the marriage? One man, one woman, lifelong union. This was the divine plan. Now that plan is totally turned upside down. Leaders of society who do not understand, and they do all the sinful things. Do you know they set an example? And God will surely take into account all these evils they are doing. Last Saturday, about 5 or 6 days ago, I thumbed through your Herald Sun, 102 pages. And I thought, hopefully I'll read something about spiritual interest in Australia. I was not pleasantly surprised, because there was not one word about spiritual interest or anything. Thank God you are here tonight. Do you know that when you come in an expression of your devotion to God, the Lord is pleased that we take time off and come to His house? Don't dismiss this as, well, another event. But it is a very important expression of your devotion to the Creator, who will return as He promised. Do you know that not one promise of God goes in vain? And Jesus, before He rose to heaven, says, "Lo, I am with you always. As I have gone, I will return." So, dearly beloved, persevere in all that you do. Do it as unto the Lord, looking for the appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you looking forward to that day? Let me ask you a very pointed question. Are you? Do you know that if Jesus does not return, we are of all men most miserable. You follow Jesus on this life, on this earth, and in the end, the one who leads us, promised to come back, never comes. Today, I would say the return of our Lord Jesus is nearer than ever before. Of course, it can't get further away. It must get nearer and nearer. But from all indications, the evidence is that the Lord will come. Sooner or later, He must come. My question to you, dear friends, is, are you ready? Are you doing His good will? Doing what is pleasing to Him? Expecting Him, when He sees you, no scolding, but to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Now tonight, thank God my voice has returned. Last night I had almost no voice, and then slowly it recovered. Today is not too bad. I think I can survive the night speaking. Tonight I'm talking to you about a book. Do you know this book is the most important book ever published? You didn't know. Well, tonight you know. When God raised up men who were not afraid of death to champion the cause of Jesus Christ, to translate because they felt for their own people. I'm talking of England. England, by the way, has become the major country for the end time language. Do you know what is the end time language? Do you know that? We all are blessed in knowing the end time language, which is English. English, not Chinese. Why is it so? I'm so sorry. When it comes, I cannot control it. Jesus will come. Now, where was I? The most important book ever written is the King James Bible. And the only Bible out of maybe 100 versions, the only one that carries a royal stamp of commission. Do you know that? And in case you forget, I remind you again, this book is the most important book ever published. For in it is God's wonderful, inerrant, infallible, completely preserved and trustworthy word of life. Without that word, you have no, you don't know where to go. There are 100 versions today of this Bible. All kinds of Bibles. One is now taken over from the King James Bible as the front runner. Do you know what person it is? He came from Australia. Do you know him? Rupert Murdoch. So some of you must have seen on television how he had to appear before a council in England to answer charges. And he bought over the rights and copyright to NIV, New International Version. And when the news went out, that share jumped up some $4. Today, it has dethrone the King James Bible. It doesn't mean that this Bible has lost its value. But on the world front today, the King James Bible does not sell as well. Whereas the NIV, because of its high power salesmanship and promotion, is bought up edition after edition. There are about 5 or 6 editions. This man called Rupert Murdoch, he knows where the money is. He's a media king of the world. And he knows how people will respond. If you put up NIV every few years, a new version. What new version they're talking about? Well, it says, I hear. Gaism is on the up. I will have a Bible called Couples Bible. Not married, no. Just couples. And this helps couples. As long as you're living together with a partner, this book is good. It gives you every weekend what to do with your partner. And the secular press was aghast. You see, we in society, at least we obey certain rules. But here is a Christian book which tells all about the sex life in the weekend. Couples and IV. Are you happy you have a King James Bible? People come to us and say, "You're so behind time, so old-fashioned. Why are you still using the out-of-date Bible?" This is the language you cannot understand. That is the greatest lie of the devil. There was research which was published as a book in Harvard University. And I can trust that book which says, analysis of the English grammar and usage of the language in the King James Bible is the best of all these Bibles compared to those that were studied. So cheer up, friends, to know that this Bible, this English, is not out of date, archaic, and understandable, cannot be understood. I'm so sorry. Now, BBC, I don't know whether you receive BBC here. For this year, it ran a series on King James Bible. Not that they love the Bible as such, but because they find the King James Bible has many virtues in the literary field. Do you know that? It says they surveyed and that of commonly used phrases and idioms in public speech, 257 are from King James Bible. Whereas Shakespeare has left a mark on society, to quote Shakespeare's idioms and phrases, about 100. King James Bible is 257. Amazing. Let me just go through some of these for you. A soft answer turneth away wrath. That's from Proverbs, right? Y'all should know that. Be fruitful and multiply. Genesis chapter 1. When God created man and a woman, then he says, be fruitful and multiply. For that one reason, how can it ever be tolerated or sanctioned for men and men to live together as partners, or woman and woman, and then they do artificial insemination, and suddenly two women together, they're having children. Amazing. That's why I quoted just now St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. The words of the Lord Jesus to us is, as in the days of Sodom, so will it be in the days of the return of Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for you, and you thank God for yourself. Thank God that He has instilled in you the love for His house, the love for things of eternal value. Today you read the newspapers and there is not one word to encourage anybody in spiritual things. And the next day I read through. Something that hits the nail on the head for some people. Horoscope. You know that so many people don't go to work unless they consult the horoscope for the day. Amazing. These are the things that interest them. Now let's return to the sayings in King James Bible that people keep on saying. And mind you, the people who say it unconsciously. They're not aware that it came from the King James Bible, but they just say it because it is used so commonly. By the sweat of my brow. You know, it comes from Genesis. When men sin, then God says there is curse coming on mankind and he will have to work very hard to get a living by the sweat of his brow. When the next time you say it, remember it was out of the King James English translators. And the most important of all the translators, do you know is who? Most important. William Tyndale. William Tyndale gave his life entirely to translating the Bible into English. I want to stress this, that it is so wonderful that we are talking about the English Bible, because the end time language for the whole world is English. Do you know that? Every country in the world has got to learn English. No aircraft pilot can fly without knowledge of English, because all the control towers only use English. Do you know that? Now the end time language is English. And we are talking of an English Bible. Which one is the right one? Well, I want to present to you, the King James Bible is the only authentic, infallible, inspired, inerrant, cannot make mistake, as well as no mistake. This is the only Bible. Then you say, well, I buy NIV. It looks pretty good, you know. A lot of the stuff is so good. Dear friends, that's where the deception is. You know that I give you a cup of fresh milk every day. You drink, I put one drop of arsenic. In 1 year, you die. So this is what the modern versions are. They're all corrupted. Please understand. I have to tell you the reality of the case. And that you will cherish this Bible, which also says, fire and brimstone. Well, I read to you just now, fire and brimstone came down from heaven on the city of Sodom. And this will be repeated in the day to come on planet Earth. Oh, this Earth is destined for destruction. Two Peter 3 is all there. Yes. So why are we building, investing, putting all our efforts into planet Earth? Do something for eternity. That when we arrive in heaven, perchance, because you care, because you spoke to someone, you might meet that somebody come up to you and say, thank you for bringing me to church. Thank you for telling me about salvation. Are you? Everyone who is a believer has a command from the Lord Jesus. When he was about to ascend to heaven, what did he say? Go into all the world and teach all people. Preach the gospel. Tell them there is no hope on planet Earth other than the hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. That our security is not on earth. Our security is out of this earth. The first judgment of earth was by water. I wish I had the word to show you. But the Chinese word is 8 people in a craft, ocean-going craft. How come 8? Was it guesswork? Our dear friends, it is to tell us God judged the earth once upon a time with water. Do we believe that? Dear friends, open your eyes. No matter where you go, when you see the bare hillside or mountaintop, striated, laminated rocks were all laid down at the time of the flood. The most evidence seen everywhere. People say, well, that was laid down by whatever process over millions of years. My friends, over 1 year in the flood. Okay, we are not going to talk much about that. All right, I think we all the sayings in the King James Bible have got into our English language so that whether you know or don't, whether you consciously or unconsciously, you are bound to speak those things. Signs of the times. Where does it come from? You say, newspaper says. I say, nonsense. Newspaper learned it from the Bible. Signs of the times. The Lord says, you want to come know when I'm coming? Look for the signs of the times. So I say, dear friends, look for the signs of the time. What are the signs of the time? Jesus says, before I come back, there will be a falling away in the church. What is falling away? They once believed in the gospel and all the doctrines, now no more. Because they are smarter than before. They have learned more about evolution, about humanism, about how smart man is. Well then, where is God? No God. Then they revolutionize their thinking. That is a time the Lord will return. So be ready. The impact of King James Bible continues to this day, as no other book Do you know the King James Bible is the most read book in all of history of the English language? No other book has been purchased, read, and meditated upon but the King James Bible. During the 1611, 1711, 1811, at least two centuries, all the English were very God-fearing. Sunday cannot have sports. All, if you try to play a game, the Lord will take care of you. So people all go to a church and all carry King James Bible. I will explain to you why King James. Why is this book authorized by the king? Not just authorized, supervised. He went personally. There were six teams of translators. The cream of the English academic world. All the best who understood Hebrew and Greek came together to translate. So, this book is a most wonderful book. Now, I have named this book the Reformation Martyr's Bible, because no Bible cost the life of four people who suffered the fires of Rome because of their involvement in producing this Bible. First one is John Wycliffe. You'll see him. John Wycliffe is also known as the morning star of the Reformation and a hero of the English Reformation, not on the continent, but in England. He was so concerned. Do you know that the whole of Europe was under the rule of the Church of Rome? Is that news to you? All the nations were under the control of the Roman power. Wycliffe was studying the situation and he understood, my people are all under the thumb of the priests who control their lives from the cradle to the grave. Anything you want to do or don't want to do, the one who can tell you and advise you is the priest. And these priests were ignorant, greedy, lazy. But all they knew how to exert the power of Rome on every Englishman. And Wycliffe understood Latin. There was a Latin Bible called the Vulgate. Latin. How many of you can read Latin? I say, even if you spend 4 years like me in school, today I understand a few words, but the rest is all double Dutch. Wycliffe was a morning star because long before Tyndale and Martin Luther and Zwingli and John Knox rose up against the power of Rome. Now, dear friends, this is not political. This is to tell the people the truth of the gospel. What is gospel? What is good news? God raised one man. 2 centuries before the Reformation. When was the Reformation? 16th century Reformation. This was 14th century. And so he was known as the morning star, such as the Reformation when it came was the bright shining of the sun of the day. But long before the sunrise, this man had given the light to the people of England by translating from the Latin Vulgate into English. So although it was not the perfect Bible, it had enough of gospel truth for the people to read. And he went all out. Became an arch enemy of the Roman Church. Can you understand? Every church in England is under the rule of Rome. So it's the same as the churches on the continent. You're answerable to the Pope. So, John Wycliffe says, my people must know the truth, the gospel. Thank God. In this church, we keep on giving nothing but the gospel. Absolutely reliable and trustworthy from this King James Bible. Now I would like you to turn to 3 passages of Bible to help us understand how is it that during that time of the Reformation, God raised up certain men who were not afraid of being burned to death. It's not a pleasant way of dying. To be burnt. And yet it was what happened. The first one, God spared him. When the bishop was coming for him, he was preaching. He died. Heart attack. So they lost the opportunity to catch him and burn him. However, 44 years after he was dead and buried, they say, no, we don't let this fellow escape. Dig up his bones, we'll burn them all the same. Amazing. Next, please. Wycliffe not only translated the Bible, but he trained up young preachers. And his influence was so great that he even traveled to Prague, Czechoslovakia. And there also were lollards. Lollard is a derogatory term to describe these useless young men. So they termed them, called them. It's a way of despising them. Nevertheless, Wycliffe says, you go to the whole countryside where people never have the gospel and tell them that Jesus saves. They went. But when they were caught, they were burned. Were they afraid? No, dear friends. When the Spirit of God works, fear is gone. Second verse of the Bible I want you to read is Revelation 12, verse 11. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him. Verse 11. Verse 10, the last sentence. Verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, the most precious thing we have is the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And here is a verse worthy of your remembering, that when you have the blood of the Lamb over you, you are cleansed and saved in Jesus. Now what happens to these who were in the end time persecution? And by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto the death. Amazing thing. It explains, you know, sometimes you wonder, how is it so many people like Wycliffe were not afraid of being burnt, and that was the price Rome put on those who went against their doctrine in a major way. How is it? Can you explain it? That these people warned and prayed forward, did not give up their risky and perilous occupation to preach the gospel. They went on. When the Lord is arrested and caught, you know what they do to him? They burn him with the Wycliffe Bible hung around his neck. All right, next please. So this is a chapter of history about the King James. Now, Wycliffe had copyists, people who copied the Bible after he had translated. How do you propagate these books? This was before the day of printing press. Today, at the touch of a button, all your electronic devices just churn out books and books rapidly, easily. Those days, look at that man sitting there. How long to produce a Bible? Between 10 and 12 months. Did they do it? Yes, because of the love of the truth and the compassion on the poor people who never had access to the Bible because they could not understand Latin. So this is copying the scriptures. Next, please. Here is the burning of one of the martyrs. This is probably John Rogers. When Tyndale was strangled and burned, he took over his work. He continued to translate the Old Testament, and they caught him, burned him. Did it stop him from translating? Answer is no. How come that these people love not their lives even unto death? How come can a person ignore the threat to his life and go on doing God's work? And is caught and burned, and that doesn't deter him, doesn't stop him from doing it. I think of it and I shudder. Yes, because it is a painful thing. And why should we go and be burned These people were filled with the Spirit and the truth of God. Regardless, we want to translate and to get the Word of God to our own people in English. Next, please. And this last one is a man called another one. This is John Frith. All right. Never mind, they're all the same. They're all burnt. So it is a spectacle. It's like a great festival. Crowds of people will follow to watch how a person is burnt. How can a person willingly give himself to be burned? This Bible costs the blood of four translators. It's all gone into this Bible. And not only that, but hundreds of people who wanted to read were also caught and burned. Why did they do it? The love of the truth overcomes the fear of fire. So that, dear friends, may God help us that we will not have to come to such a eventuality. But don't say, well, life is easy. I will always have an easy life. I say, not so. Let us give ourselves to God and do what we can when we can. For the Lord wants us. On earth, He has got no eyes and ears, no hands and feet, no mouth and lips. Only we who know Him, know His word, should go and tell. Ah, you go and tell, there is no risk today. The only thing is, people may laugh at you. Say, hey, what are you talking about? I tried to witness to an Aussie man sitting in the seat next to me in the aircraft coming down from Singapore. So I saw he was reading a book on EPL football. You know EPL, English Premier League? So we got talking about football. After 5 minutes, I said, hey, do you mind? I tell you something better than football. Oh, okay, carry on. I read to him the gospel. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? He listened politely. After about 5 more minutes, can you please change the topic? He wants to talk about football, but not about his soul. Dear friends, make this our first concern. The word of God in this book is a wonderful word. Without that word, there is no light. Can you imagine a whole continent for 1,000 years are never allowed to read the word of God, to have the light of God? For the God's word says, the entrance of God's word gives light. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And that is so. Do you wonder sometimes where you came from? Where you are going? What you are doing here? It's all in this book. Except today, a band of people headed by a man called Richard Dawkins. He was in Melbourne maybe 2 years ago. And his one burning passion is to tell the people of the world, there is no God. You know what does God's word say about him? The fool says in his heart, there is no God. Oh dear friends, the best blessing you and I can have is to know that we have a Savior, Creator, one who knows all our needs. And our greatest need was to be saved from our sins. From our sins. Every mistake becomes is a sin. And for that, we are condemned. Jesus came. This book tells us in so many words, without disguise, without modern changing, without any alteration of the truth. Dearly beloved, love the word of God. Love it. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, may thou bless your people with the knowledge of the Most High God and the knowledge of His will and the knowledge of things to come, that we may understand that we do live in the last of the last days and the return of the Creator God, Jesus Christ, is near, even at the doors. Bless your people who have come tonight. May the Holy Spirit illumine our hearts and comfort our spirits, that we may know that in the midst of difficulties of this life, in the midst of trials and temptations, there is one who bears a part for us, even the Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave us that book, the wonderful good book, the King James Bible. Lord, bless all your people who came tonight and bring them back to thy house tomorrow and Sunday, that we may love the Lord with all our hearts, with all our mind, with all our strength. We pray thy blessing upon all. In Jesus' name, amen.